We all know that owning a small business means you wear many hats, but sometimes you really need an extra pair of hands. Upwork is how good companies find great and trusted freelance talent. With more than 2 decades of experience with the simple and ambitious goal of pioneering a better way of working, companies at every stage turn to Upwork to get things done and find more flexibility in staffing key projects and initiatives. They access a global marketplace filled with top talent in IT, web dev, marketing, and more. Posting a job on Upwork is easy. With no cost to join, you can register, browse freelancer profiles, and get help drafting a job post or even book a consultation. From there, you connect with freelancers that get you and can easily hire them and take your business to the next level. Visit Upwork.com right now and post your job for free. That's Upwork.com to post your job for free and connect with top talent ready to help your business grow. That's UPWORK.com. Upwork.com.
Stop by Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off select paints and stains June 13th through the 23rd. It's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Refresh your home inside and out with colors that make every space feel brand new. From cozy interiors to stunning exteriors, we've got the perfect shade for your next project. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Stop. Do not buy a house. Do this instead. As rates continue to drop below 7%, more and more homebuyers are trying to enter the market right now. And there's nothing inherently wrong, of course, with buying a home to live in. I've done it. But there's one thing a lot of homebuyers seem to overlook. A primary residence is not a performing asset. Okay, I repeat, a primary residence where you live is not a performing asset. Let's talk about a little bit more about what this means here, okay? In general, when you make a large purchase, it's either going to be an asset or a liability. A liability is something that you owe someone else. It takes money out of your pocket every month. Let me give you some examples. Your car loan, credit card debt, student loans, right? Assets, on the other hand, are things that you own that have a cash value. Your savings account, your 401k, your cars. But there's another important subcategory that you should consider here. Performing assets. Now, a performing asset is a type of asset that produces cash flow that you can use to finance your daily life. And whenever I talk about this, people get confused, they get angry, and they don't understand really where their home falls into this categorization, right? After all, most of us have been taught that buying a home is the pinnacle of success in the United States. And I will agree that a home can be a solid asset, right? Since it appreciates year after year, it sure does. But it's still not a performing asset, unless, of course, you're living in like a duplex and you own one side of it, or you own the whole duplex, you live in one side and you rent out the other side. That's different. Talking a single family home, most cases your home doesn't produce cash flow for you. In fact, it probably takes money out of your pocket every month due to your mortgage, your taxes, property repairs. We're doing fixes on a property right now, and the gardener is going to charge us $2,000 to fix this pump thing. So again, you're paying for it constantly. So what if instead of sinking your funds into a home, you could buy a performing asset that helps build your net worth, provides you a bit of monthly cash flow every month? So from there, then you can leverage that asset and build out an entire portfolio of assets that fund your lifestyle. And then you can live wherever you want, whether it means renting a home on the beach or buying your dream home. A real estate investor friend of mine, he owns over 200 properties, and he rents the home that he lives in. And he rents the home that he lives in California with an infinity pool that overlooks the ocean. He doesn't own it, but all of his rental homes bring in enough income for him to live in that home, and he doesn't have to worry about repairs, he doesn't have to worry about earthquakes, he doesn't have to worry about any of that, because his rental properties that he owns all over the United States provide for him to live the way he lives. It's always more financially intelligent, of course, to buy performing assets than liabilities. So if you can buy a rental property instead of a home, that's a great option to consider, right? But let's talk about a few other creative options you might be able to pursue. House hacking is the best of both worlds. What is a house hacking process? It's when you buy a multifamily property, like I mentioned, a duplex or a triplex or a quadplex, okay? And then you live in one of those units, and then you rent out the remaining units. Here's why this strategy is so powerful. It essentially allows you to live for free while building out a portfolio of performing assets. Now, I have a whole other video on smart investments that you can make this year where I share some of the best ways to finance a house hacking deal, so check that out. Or here's another option. Let's say you already own your own home or you're committed to buying a primary residence. You're like, Clayton, I don't care what you're saying here. I want to buy a primary residence. What can you do? Okay, I get you. I feel you. I understand you. Okay. Think about the ways, though, that you can turn your home into a performing asset. Now, how can you do that? Well, how can your home bring in cash flow every month? Well, here are a few ideas. Maybe you consider renting out a room. Maybe you have a basement of the property with a separate entrance that you can, you know, have a door so it's locked and you have a tenant in that property, right? Or a portion of your property. Maybe you have an outbuilding that you can turn into an apartment, right? You'll need to check your local regulations and you need to talk to your CPA, your accountant about this because it might be a viable option for you. Think about downsizing a bit in order to free up some funds to buy some performing assets. Could you live in a cheaper home for a few years while you build up your real estate portfolio? Perhaps you could split up your down payment and buy a home and a rental property, right? That's what a lot of our clients do at Morris Invest. They will buy a home that they want to live in, but they have a portion of that money set aside that they can put towards actually buying a rental property with financing. And they work with our team, so they'll put a certain amount down. They're able to buy a performing asset that every month will bring in a few thousand dollars in cash flow. And now that performing asset is allowing that cash flow to come in. It helps with their mortgage balance. And they've added an asset to their column separate from owning their primary residence. Another thing you can do is tap into your home equity. This is another way to turn the home you live in into a bit of a performing asset, okay? When we talk about buying performing assets, home equity. So let's say you own a $300,000 home, but you only owe $150 on it because you've paid a lot of it down. Great. Now, if you've got a sizable amount of equity, why not turn it into cash? You could use a home equity line of credit, right? And you could use that home equity line of credit, that $150,000 in equity, to buy like three rental properties. Really, like the down payment is about $50,000, at least on the properties that we sell at Morris Invest, and they're new construction, brand new. So like $50,000 down, with some financing on the other side of it to cover the rest of it. And then you've got like three rental properties or two, whatever you want to do. But you could use that home equity. Remember, you cannot eat equity. So if you live in the home and you've got all this equity, what are you doing just sitting on it? Use it, leverage it. Use the bank's money to buy and create a rental portfolio. That's what I've done. It's one of my favorite ways of actually building wealth. Also, consider accelerating your mortgage payoff schedule to free up funds for investing. For more on this, check out my book. I've written a whole book on it. It's called How to Pay Off Your Mortgage in 5 Years. You can find it on Amazon. It's $4.99. We sell it for $4.99 on Kindle. And it's the blue cover. Recommend it. It's the newest edition. It's the blue cover. Even if there isn't an option for you, I still recommend reading it because it teaches you the foundations of liabilities and how to pay them off. So these are just a few ideas, but it's up to you to decide what works for your unique situation. The point is you can start thinking about ways you can buy performing assets and start building your net worth beyond just a primary residence. We'll get back to the video in a second, but look, your money is not safe. You can see all the time that stocks can crash, bonds lose value. Anything that you can't physically put your hands on increases your risk right now. Hey everyone, I'm Clayton Morris, longtime real estate investor and founder of Morris Invest. And my favorite tangible asset is real estate. It consistently outperforms other asset classes. And I believe it's the number one way to build and protect your wealth. Now, while there are several ways you can invest in real estate, most of which I've tried myself, the build to rent model offers the most benefits. More specifically, single family buy and hold rentals. Here's why. Much lower risk than trying to flip a house. You have more control and higher returns than REITs, you know, if you're investing in the stock market. It's way less work than wholesaling properties, if you're into wholesaling. Many fewer repairs and headaches than trying to rehab a property. My company, Morris Invest, along with the help from our partner at Sedira Wealth, helps you invest in build-to-rent properties as easily as investing in stocks. That's because we buy and build in bulk, and then we pass on our savings to you. And when you purchase a property through us, you get discounted pricing on properties at or below market value. Seller incentives like mortgage buy-down rates and credits right now usually lowers your rate by about 1%. And we know with higher interest rates right now, you definitely want that, right? And you get free ongoing customer service for the life of your investment. Get personal phone numbers and email addresses of our team. And build-to-rent properties are in prime growth markets. We're talking 18% internal rate of return. 18%. Amazing tax benefits. And you get a free cost segregation report, helping find strategies that increase tax write-offs. You get principal reduction as your tenant pays down your mortgage. And you get steadily growing appreciation and equity gains. Plus, positive cash flow. We won't sell you a property if the math doesn't add up. If you want to know more, just click the link in the description box and it'll take you to our website where you can book a free call with our team. There's zero pressure, no obligation. Look, I understand we won't be a good fit for everybody, and that's totally okay. Some of you might want to be DIY. You want to do it yourself. That's great. Either way, you're going to walk away from our phone call with some valuable new insights and an idea of what questions you might want to ask and some actionable steps that you can take to move forward in your financial journey. You can always find an excuse to not invest, but the sooner that you start a smart investment like build-to-rent real estate in a strong market, the sooner you'll be enjoying pure cash flow. So click the link below, and I hope to see you on our schedule. Again, buying a performing asset is the ultimate way to build wealth, and in most situations, the home you live in does not qualify as a performing asset. Whether you choose to buy a house to live in or not is totally up to you. And at Morris Invest, we support you in reaching your financial goals, whatever that means to you. I hope this video gave you some insight into assets versus liabilities. But for more financial education, be sure to check out this next one, this next video. It's one of my most popular videos, and it's all about consumer debt in the United States. Thank you so much for subscribing to the channel, and we'll see you next time, everyone.